Nolte, Non-Woke Minions Grosses More in 3 Days Than Lightyear in 3 Weeks. By John Nolte on July 3, 2022. We now have a perfect dollar-to-dollar comparison to prove how much Americans hate Hollywood's fascist woketardery. Over 3 days, Minions, The Rise of Gru, the fifth title in the Despicable Me franchise and a prequel, is expected to gross $109.5 million. Over 3 weeks, Lightyear, the fifth title in the Toy Story franchise and a prequel, has grossed just $106.7 million. So, in 3 days, Minions will have grossed more than Lightyear has in 3 weeks. So what's the difference between the two? Well, Minions, which will make a fortune, cost $85 million to produce. Lightyear, which will lose a fortune, cost $200 million. What's more, I would argue that, at least until now, the Toy Story franchise was more iconic, beloved, and seen by the public as a cut above the Despicable Me franchise. There's no question the Toy Story franchise, at least until now, made more money than Despicable Me. Both are insanely popular, but Toy Story was, and I repeat was, treasured by the public as something special. We all know what the real difference is, though. Lightyear is a woketard movie, the latest piece of gay propaganda from Disney's groomers. A movie with a same-sex kiss that 1. Makes 90% of the population uncomfortable. And 2. Introduces small kids to adult sexuality before those small kids are ready to start thinking about such things. Minions is, per the reviews, 87 minutes of simple escapism, silliness, goofy jokes, and fun. Why do we go to the movies, most especially children's movies? Do we go to be uncomfortable and have our children's innocence destroyed before they are ready? Or do we go to escape the debates, pressures, strain, and arguments of real life for a couple of hours of escape and magic? Top Gun, Maverick, which is stridently anti-woke, has been out 6 weeks, is still the number 2 movie in the country, and is on its way to a $600 million domestic gross. It's also a terrific movie that celebrates masculinity, getting the job done, the importance of fathers, fidelity to duty, and living a life dedicated to something bigger than yourself. Elvis is another non-woke hit. Although I haven't reviewed it, I have seen it and am not surprised by its success. While the movie is far from perfect, rather than shame the white, Southern Elvis Presley for stealing black people's music, the story bends over backward to rehabilitate Elvis from these unfair attacks by pointing out the truth of his relationship with black artists and his love and respect for black music. However, at the same time, the movie does this while ensuring those black artists receive the credit they deserve. Director Baz Luhrmann also points out how, in his own way, Elvis was an outsider in the South, a very poor boy who faced his own kind of ostracism and prejudice. I was expecting the opposite approach, an apology of sorts. But Luhrmann told the truth and the goodwill this engendered allowed me to enjoy the movie despite its flaws. Dear Hollywood, if you build it, we will come. We will not if you lecture, shame, virtue signal, preen, and target our kids for grooming. Duh. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.